In recent decades, theater, specifically made for younger audiences, has become commonplace. Think everything from Hansel and Gretel to Smurfs on Ice. But in the last 10 years, a new genre of children's theater has gained in popularity. 90.5 WESA's Erica Barris attended a performance and has this story.
These aren't your typical theater goers. They call out during the play, they try to join into the performance, and some of them are sucking on pacifiers. This is theater for the very young, or baby theater. It's well before noon, and a couple dozen babies are sitting on their parents' laps on the floor of a darkened theater. They're watching a trio of actors move around on the stage while chasing a laser light. In this performance, the actors interact with the light in different ways. It's a short and simple show, and the babies love it.
Over the last decade, children's theater has really started to transform and to find its own pace. Theater artists are specializing in children's theater versus years ago where you would go into children's theater if you were petite or maybe not so good at acting. But now the work is created specifically for young audiences.
That's Pamela Comar, the manager of children's theater programming for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, which worked to bring this group, Teatro Al Vacio, in for the EQT Children's Theater Festival held here last weekend. Mary Crossley brought her 19-month-old daughter, Zella, to the first show.
I think she was fascinated at first, a little bit reserved about it all, just taking it all in. And then once she started to feel comfortable, she just became so engaged and wanted to know what everything was and what everyone was doing.
By the end of the show, Zella had waddled onto the stage area with all of the other children, chasing the light, playing with a ball, and hugging the actors. And her mother felt that her daughter, who loves music, had grown from the experience.
Well, I think it's good for her to see other little children appreciating the same things that she does so that she can get confident interacting with others, especially little kids she doesn't know.
Teatro Al Vacio's show Umbo was written for children from 6 months to 4 years. They're the first Mexican theater company to purposely perform for the very young. 7 years ago, the actors, the same ones on stage, wrote Umbo with a developmental psychologist. The actors don't speak English, but that doesn't matter, since the show uses the language of music and movement, which is useful when the company performs the show internationally, as they have in Poland and Italy and now Pittsburgh. Theater company co-founder Jose Aguero says everywhere they go, babies and their parents show up for the shows.
Porque hay mucha demanda. Hay muchos niños de esa edad que no tienen otras actividades artísticas. Y entonces sus papás siempre están buscando.
There's a lot of demand. There's a lot of children at those ages who don't have other artistic activities, and their parents are looking for places to take them, where to take them for artistic activities, and it has been very well received. There aren't many cultural offerings for children so young.
His co-founder Adrian Hernandez says doing this type of theater supports a belief they share, that people of all ages have a right to the arts.
Hace evidente que los niños de 0 a 3 años también son personas.
It's evident that children of 0 to 3 years are also people, are also citizens, and also have rights.
That's apparent, they say, in the ways their theater goers react. And while they're actors, they also say there's benefit in knowing their performance is helping in the development of their audience. Melissa Filipovich brought her son, William, to the show.
He's just 1.5. I noticed when I was pregnant with him and at the Symphony Pops, that was when he was most active in my womb, enjoying the music and kind of kicking or dancing along. And he loves the theater, especially music, musical theater. So I believe it's very important to him, you know, and his overall development and to be well-rounded.
That developmental perk is why baby theater is gaining in popularity. There are now theater companies devoted to performances for the very young in Minneapolis and Atlanta. It's already been popular for decades in Europe. Christina Farrell runs a Greensburg-based theater company that primarily works with 3 to 5-year-olds. She says theater for the very young has several defining characteristics. There's less of a distinction between the stage and the audience. It's interactive. And
there's a lot of social emotional development that is a natural connection to the theater. So by taking a struggle of a character that's trying to make a choice or trying to solve a problem, and unfold that in a way that a young child can understand and see how a character might have to show persistence through a story or overcome obstacles in a story.
Language isn't as important at that age, she says, because communication is so multifaceted in those early years.
Children that age are exploring the world through all of their senses. You know, they don't have the language capabilities yet, so they explore through touch, through sound, by moving through space, by seeing how objects interact in the world.
At that age, they're developing language skills. The way they develop those is by building a wide vocabulary, an encyclopedia of sounds, patterns that they can explore in the world around them. Farrell says by bringing them to a theater, they'll be exposed to a wide variety of sensory input that's going to help them develop language skills and early math skills, such as patterning and noticing connections between objects.
What they're taking in through all of their senses, to notice things, to really make observations before it quickly disappears. That's one of the problems with TV. You sort of see it and then it's gone, and you don't have time to really observe what you're seeing.
That's a big part of why Courtney Weichel Mills brought her 4-year-old son, Soren, to see Umbo.
A lot of times it's interactive, you know, which you don't really get with television, things like that. So I think that's the idea that one would kind of see kind of the backstage version of culture and also be able to interact with it as opposed to just kind of passively taking it in, I think is something we also want for him.
Teatro Al Vacío was in town last weekend. Their shows were well attended. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.